بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن أبي حمزة أنس بن مالك الأنصاري خادم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله أفرح بتوبة عبده من أحدكم سقط على بعيره وقد أضله في أرض فلات، متفق عليه. وفي رواية لمسلم: لله أشد فرحا بتوبة عبده حين يتوب إليه من أحدكم كان على راحلته بأرض فلات فانفلتت منه عليها طعامه وشرابه، فأيس منها فأتى شجرة فاضطجع في ظلها، وقد أيس من راحلته فبينما هو كذلك إذ هو بها قائمة عنده فأخذ بخطامها، ثم قال من شدة الفرح: اللهم أنت عبدي وأنا ربك، أخطأ من شدة الفرح. Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the servant of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the narrator of the hadith. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned two traditions, both with similar wording, one mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim and one mentioned only in Muslim Sharif. The first tradition is brief, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes more happy with the tawbah, repentance of his slave, than one of you who had lost his camel thereafter finds it after having lost it in a desert. In the other narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes more happy by the repentance of his servant when he turns to him in repentance than one of you who was riding his conveyance in the desert. After a little while, the camel slips away from him. Whilst upon it is his food and his drink. He loses hope in finding his camel. He glimpses a tree, lies down in its shade to rest, having become totally despondent of recovering his camel and his means. Whilst in this condition, all of a sudden he notices the camel in front of him. He grabs hold of the reins of the camel and he shouts out, he exults in joy, in ecstasy, that, O Allah, you are my slave and I am your Rabb. He makes this mistake because of the height of ecstasy and joy that he is experiencing. This hadith, we see very clearly an analogy that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us, from which we can see the extent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that there is absolutely no excuse for any one of us to lose hope in Allah's mercy. A lot of times a person, shaitan, plays this game with us. What is the point in making tawbah when you are such a great sinner that there is no question that Allah is going to accept your tawbah, your repentance? We find that to lose hope in the mercy of Allah ta'ala is a more serious sin than the sin that we can commit. Allah's mercy is such, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes it, a person traveling in a desert. Whilst we should understand that the most intelligent person that was ever created by Allah was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nowadays, a lot of times when you get any academics or intellectuals giving a talk or giving a public speech, they use very convoluted language, they use very, very big words. A lot of times we find people get very impressed by this. The more confusing the talk, the more impressed they become, whereas they didn't understand anything that the person said. This is not a sign of intelligence. The true sign of intelligence is that despite your intelligence, you bring yourself down to the level of your audience. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, majority of his sahaba were people that were living in the desert. So look at the type of example he brings in front of them. A man traveling in the desert. And a person traveling in the desert knows the importance and attachment that is given to one's conveyance and one's livelihood. This man has his food, his drink upon his camel, he's in the desert, there's no other source of protection, no other source of livelihood for him. This camel escapes. So what does it mean? His lifeline escapes. He's got no means of traveling now, he's got no food, no water. So what happens to a desert dweller when he loses his camel, he loses his food, he loses his water? He thinks to himself, now I've got no chance. I have to face a lingering death of starvation, of difficulty. He spies a tree. He lies down in the shade. What is this lying down symbolic? Symbolic of this is the sleep of his mort, sleep of his death. He's become totally despondent. Little while later he opens his eyes and miraculously the camel is in front of him. The food and drink intact. There's no language that can possibly describe the level of euphoria, the level of joy that this man will experience having lost hope. Now his camel, his food, his drink, everything intact in front of him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam describes this euphoria. He describes his ecstasy in such a beautiful manner. He says this man loses control of his senses. His exaltation is of such a level he doesn't even realize what he's saying. And what is the extent of his mistake? He says, Ya Allah, you are my servant and I am your Rabb. Ya Allah, you are my servant and I am your Rabb. Why is he saying this? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Akhta min shiddatil farah. His euphoria, his joy is such that he doesn't even know what he's saying. And look at this. Look at the mercy of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I take qasam and I take oath upon Allah that when a sinner raises his hands in repentance and turns to Allah and says, Ya Allah, forgive me with sincerity, Allah's joy and Allah's acceptance is more than the joy that this person experiences when he sees his camel. So we find, my respected brothers, from this hadith we can see there is absolutely no basis that a person should lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa Nabi Musa Abdullah ibn Qais al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Inna Allah ta'ala yabsutu yadahu bil layl liyatuba musi'u al-nahar, wa yabsutu yadahu bil nahar liyatuba musi'u al-layl, hatta tatlu'a ash-shamsu min maghribiha. Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that verily Allah ta'ala stretches his hand out at night so that the sinner of the day may repent. And Allah stretches his hand out in the day so that the sinner of the night may repent. And this will continue every day until the sun rises from the west. This hadith is narrated by Muslim. The next hadith of a similar meaning, so I'm mentioning it before I do the explanation. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Man taba qabla an tatlu'a ash-shamsu min maghribiha, taba Allahu alayhi, rawahu Muslim. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that person who repents, he makes tawbah before the sun rises from the west, Allah ta'ala will accept his tawbah and his repentance. This concept of Allah stretching his hand out during the night or during the day, one is it has a symbolic connotation that Allah opens the door of his mercy at night so that the sinner of the day may repent, and Allah opens the door of mercy in the day so that the sinner of the night may repent. In Arabic tradition, an open hand denotes acceptance, denotes happiness. And a closed fist or a closed hand denotes dislike. So that is the symbolic meaning of this. Secondly, we find that in a lot of ahadith, you find reference Allah's hand or Allah's face. With regards to this, we should not visualize a hand like our hand or a face like our face. Allah is free of shape, form, free of coming or going. Allah is free of time. We believe in these. We believe in this. But its true meaning, Allah knows best. كَمَا يَلِيقُ بِشَأْنِهِ. And we find that in both these ahadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah, the hand of Allah, the door of Allah's mercy is open. A person's tawbah is accepted until the sun will rise from the west. What is meant by this is that قُرْبُ السَّاعَةِ, very close to Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, يَوْمَ يَأْتِي يَوْمَ يَأْتِي بَعْضُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكْ لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلُهُ كَسَبَتْ فِي إِيمَانِهَا خَيْرًا. Allah Ta'ala says that when one of our signs become apparent, يَوْمَ يَأْتِي بَعْضُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكْ لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلُ أَوْ كَسَبَتْ فِي إِيمَانِهَا خَيْرًا. When one of our signs become apparent, then the iman of a person thereafter will be of no benefit who had not brought iman before, who had not derived benefit from his iman. This ba'du ayati rabbik, the sign of Allah, but after which iman also won't be accepted. And we find that in this hadith, tawbah also won't be accepted. Mufassirin of the opinion that it refers to the rising of the sun from the west. In many, many authentic ahadith, we find that very close to Qiyamah, one of the major signs that will occur is that the sun will rise from the west. As we know, every day the sun rises from the east. But when the sun rises from the west, from that point onwards, no person's iman will be accepted, nor will tawbah be accepted. Why? Because that is a major sign of Qiyamah. it is almost as if Qiyamah has become apparent. So up to that point, the doors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy are open. Allah give us tawfiq to me. Amen.